It's April the 1st, but we're not fooling around tonight. No, we've got a local musician, local author, and a frequent guest here into the studios here at WFYI, Mr. Brett Wiskins. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
And I started to think we were going to have you in on Friday, and then I kind of switched you around to the April the 1st, and I was hoping you wouldn't think it was a joke.
Yeah.
You didn't. You showed
up.
Well,
when I first got here, the door was locked, so I did think it was a joke for a second, but we made it work. So.
Well, and speaking of making it work, you are one of the hardest working authors and musicians in town, doing as many things as you can at once, including the third book in your Bear Whitman series. And this is it definitely has some Indiana roots and ties to it, and it's
does.
A detective series of sorts.
It does, and it is. And the first two books were based not in Indiana, but it's hard to research books when you don't live in those places. So I thought of I had to find a clever way to get the detective to come to Indianapolis, and
we had this little race in May.
This little spectacle, we call it, and it worked that way, and it's been great. It was fun to write it, and I didn't have to drive to Chicago all the time to check out spots, and I could go, from memory, I've been to the Slippery Noodle, where that's in the book, the St. Elmo's in the book, and hopefully they're okay with that. But
well, the title of this one is Turn 3, so I'm guessing something must happen out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Yes. Well, it's the third book, and then I kind of got clever with the title, and of course, Turn 3 at the Speedway. That there's a big kind of scene, and really the linchpin of the whole book, it happens at Turn 3, so that's it all just kind of came together that way as well. So, and it's the third book, and it's race themed, of course.
Did you plan to have a third book, or did it suddenly come to you?
I didn't even plan to have a first book.
I remember talking to you about the first one.
And then when I finished the second one, I'm like, well, let me at least do this third one, and I don't know about the four. I have no idea what's coming next. Maybe somebody out there wants to turn this into a movie and buy it already, and I can move on to something else.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
And it also kind of coincides. Three is a big number for you, because your latest EP is 33.
Yeah.
Which is that just like a throwback to the 33 records for who are old enough to remember those?
Well, speaking of old, it was just my age at the time of the release of the EP was 33, so that's why I went with that. And I'm pushing 35 here in a couple weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe my next EP, which will come out later this year, maybe I'll call it 35. We'll see. But I don't know if that has as good of a ring to it.
Well, another thing that why you have a lot of followers of your music, too, is that you play a lot of places around town, and you work in a lot of things into your songs. And I know that a couple of the songs on 33 were kind of inspired by some of the performances you've done over at the Mallow Run Winery.
Yes. Yep. I've done you name it, as far as venues around town, I've played, Mallow Run, Easley, of course, another great winery, Chateau Thomas. And then I've got a song called Broad Ripple that's based about my time playing in a band in Broad Ripple. And a song called Indiana Summer as well. That's a lot of my music is a little more based in the Midwest and in Indiana. And I'll probably play Indiana Summer at some point here this afternoon with you guys.
Well, I think now like sounds summer, like a pretty
almost.
Good time. So give us a little. This is called Indiana Summer off of Brett Wiskins' CD 33.
Busting out Plymouth like a pilgrim on the loose. Always try to be the engine, but I'm somehow the caboose. Then there was you. Well, you got my motor running. You threw me for a loop. You left me for a clown at the circus in Peru. 'Cause that's what kids do. That's just what kids do. Fire up that rocket, color in your blues with that Indiana summer. Let it light the fuse. Let it light the fuse. When you're gone,
seems you always look for something new. Well, the grass is always greener, but you know I burn for you. And it's true. Somewhere down the highway, the skies are turning blue. Over Indiana, and I'm coming home to you. And I'm tearing up the miles, fire up that rocket, color in your blues with that Indiana summer. Let it light the fuse. Let it light the fuse. The wind, I'll roll across the fields I knew. I'll push the mill until my time is due. I will see it through. I will see it through. Yeah, fire up that rocket, color in your blues with that Indiana summer. Let it light the fire up that rocket, color in your blues with that Indiana summer. Let it light the fuse. Let it light the fuse. Let it light the fuse.
Very nice. Indiana Summer off of Brett Whiskin's latest EP, Turn 3. Look for the book. Or I'm sorry, 33.
A lot
Turn
of threes.
3 is the book. Everything available online at your website, brettwhiskins.com. Thank you for joining us.